प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। As there is no one like the Father, so no one is lucky like you. Father's love certainly brings you near to Him. At Amrit Vela, do a spiritual conversation with Father. Then the solution for all circumstances will be clearly seen. Whatever the matter is, its response will be found in the spiritual conversation. Take this special blessing from the land of blessings, Madhavan, and then you will get more lift. When the Father is there to carry burdens, then why do you carry yourself? As light as you be, the more you will fly. You will experience that, how your stage becomes higher and higher by remaining light. When the Father is there to carry burden, then why do you carry yourself? Once a king was going in his chariot and he saw an old man passing by the side of the road, carrying a huge burden. The king felt compassion and he offered a seat to that old man in his chariot. The old man earlier refused, but then he conceded. As the chariot was going ahead, the old man was still carrying the burden on his head. The king said, "Why are you still carrying that burden on your head?" He said, "I don't want to be too much burden on you. Already I am sitting in your chariot. On top of this, how can I carry the burden? So let me carry it myself. It will be an extra weight or luggage or burden on your horses and the chariot. So better I carry it myself." Now whether you carry it or you keep it down, it's all the same. What are you doing? Life is carrying all the burden already. It's addiction to carry the burden. It's a cultivated habit of remaining stressful, burdenful, carrying tons of weights on your head and walking. You have formed this habit. It wasn't there while searching, while wandering. You have formed this habit of carrying the burden. Baba says, unload yourself. You are loaded gun. You are a loaded truck. Unburden yourself and do this at Amrit Vela. Have a spiritual chit chat with Bab Dada. That spiritual chit chat need not to be formal or official. Be like a child. Be with him like a friend. There are no rules of chit-chat. Or are they? You are not going to know what you are going to talk. Somebody is chit-chatting on WhatsApp with a friend. Does he plan that I will write this or I will write that? There's no planning. There are no rules. There is no timing. There are no pre-formed sentences or words. It's an informal, free talk. No discipline in that. Whichever language you want to use, you can use. You don't have to follow the etiquettes of language whilst talking with your friend. That's why he's your friend. You cannot talk in that manner with your teacher, with your principal, with your guru, even your parents, you can't talk that way. But yet with your friends, you're free, liberal. You enjoy the liberty. You can play pranks with your friend. You can get angry, shout. So there is no restriction of words, no restriction of any language, no need of much etiquettes. It's an informal chit chat. Just talk. This is not a counseling session. You are not going to your friend with questions in your mind and expecting answers. Even when you pose a question, you don't expect any answer. You are just unburdening yourself. The truck is loaded. And you can stop the talk at any point of time. There's not, oh, why the signal has gone. Nothing like that. It's gone, it's gone. Now we will resume the talk at any other time. There are no complaints or qualms about anything. And next time when you resume the talk, there is no remembrance of what was talked last time. You just bring in anew, fresh. Just as it is shown that a small child is sitting and talking to God. And the priest of the temple is intrigued to know what this small guy talks. A small child is coming to the temple every day and muttering something with his folded hands. And then running away. Awestruck, the priest one day asked him, "What do you do?" He said, "I do prayer." "What sort of prayer is yours? Tell me." The child says, "I do not know prayers. I just know ABCD. So I just recite A to Z. That's it. And I tell God, whatever poem you want to make, you make out of it. Prayer." God loves innocence. He himself is the God of innocence. He doesn't love your by heart somans. He doesn't love your repeated mantras. He doesn't love your borrowed prayers or official talks. He loves the simplicity of the heart, whatever that is flowing from the heart, whatever that is coming from the very depth of your being. He loves whatever that is unofficial, free, that which is true, not carrying falsity. He is truth. He loves the truth. So at Amrit Vela, have a divine chit chat with him, as if you are chit-chatting with your friend. Share with him, involve him. No need to ask questions. And even if you asked, don't expect answers. God's greatest gifts are your unanswered prayers. God's greatest gift is your unanswered prayers. He is silent on so many important issues of your life. He never speaks. And people keep on raising slogans in front of Baba's room. Tell us the answer. Why this is happening to me? Why that is happening to me? Why people are like this to me? Why me, Baba? Tell me. What sort of karmic account is this? And Baba is absolutely silent on all such things. He never answers. You feel this is the time he should answer and he is silent only at that time. Probably at other times when you don't need him, he comes and offers his help. Because these questions are mischiefs of your mind. They are not the real questions of life. You are the original mischief maker. It is because of the body consciousness the questions are arising. The moment you are situated in soul consciousness, questions disappear. Then you don't want answer. Questions are destroyed. And no question is ever answered by anybody. If I have a very deep question of my life and I put it in front of God, and God himself manifests and says, "I will answer you," And after his answer, I will feel dissatisfied. Because whatever answer he gives, that answer has given rise to 10 more questions now. In fact, no question of this world is to be answered or is answerable. All questions have to be destroyed. That is spirituality. Spirituality is not about finding answers to your questions. Spirituality is about destruction of all the questions, annihilation of all the questions, rooting out all the questions. Baba says, prasannachit, not prashnachit. Prashnachit, being the embodiment of questions is not the goal of life, nor asking questions makes you more intelligent. If you have 10 very intellectual questions, what are you going to do? You can impress others with your intellect that I have so powerful questions I have taken out from Murli. This is my deep journey. Questions like whether there would be celebration of marriage in Satyug. This is a question of journey. Whether there will be dance of Gyan in Satyug. This is a question. So these are the questions, powerful questions for churning. So this is good that you churn them. But if you try to impress others with your questions and show others, see how beautiful question I am asking, which you did not think I thought. More often than not, when somebody asks a question, it is not to get the answer but to impress the audience. Dadi's class is going on and Dadi says, any questions? Somebody raises hand and he is asking the question. So he already knows the answer. Is it not that he doesn't know? He knows the answer. But then, just for the sake of asking. And even when the answer is given, he is least interested in the answer. I have seen people keep on asking questions. So when I answer, they are not interested in answer. They are ready with their next question. They are framing next question in their mind rather than listening. So even I have hardly finished answering, the next question is already ready. And it is not that they are questioning me. Before also they have asked the same question to so many different people. So their questioning is falsehood. They are not the real seekers. That's why Baba says this is a dirty world. This is the world of falsehood, jhoot, khand. There is no truth here. It is show off, exhibition. So at Amrit Vela, have divine chit chat with your friend. No restrictions of time, no official talk, no limitation to your language, your words. You can use whatever language you want. You need not to be formal. He is sitting there and you are sitting on this side and there is a table and files. You need not to be official. You can put your hand on his shoulder and start walking, and that sort of yoga you can do. Hand in hand. So there is nothing like that. He is on some up gaddi and you are sitting below. There is nothing like that. Huh? No, at all. No formalities. This is absolutely informal conversation. You are not using any formal language. You are just talking with your friend. And talk whatever you want to talk. There is no frame. I have not framed. I have no preformed questions. I have no preparation for it. You're walking and suddenly you meet your friend and you start walking with him and have a chit chat. And suddenly he says, oh, I have some work, I am going. You have no objection, you have no problem, okay, go. He goes and then comes back again. Again you start walking. You have no expectations. You don't want anything from him. But when he is there, you enjoy him. And suddenly he disappears for 1 year. And then he comes back again. Again you enjoy. So God is your supreme friend. Is your supreme companion. Be with him. Have chit-chat with him. Have divine conversation with him. And don't go to him because you want solution to some problem of your life. Just enjoy him. In that of unofficial talks, you will get solutions. But don't go with selfish mind, selfish heart. Just go for enjoyment. Amrit Vela is a time for celebration. Amrit Vela is a time for enjoyment. Amrit Vela is a time for divine dance. Divine singing, divine dancing, divine celebration, divine feasting. It depends upon you how you are taking it. You want to become Meera or you want to become Buddha? That what depends upon you. You want to dance or you want to sit in tapasya? In fact, the deeper stages of both are same. On the surface, Meera is appearing dancing, but in fact she is the greatest tapasvi. On the surface, Buddha is appearing, sitting in meditation, austere tapasya. But inside, he is dancing with joy. Inside, there is a Meera hidden there. Inside Meera, there is a Buddha hidden there, sitting in deep tapasya. Two in one, dance and tapasya going together, fasting and feasting going together. So, ways are different. You go anyway, you go by the path of jnana, you reach the same goal. You go by the path of yoga, you reach the same goal. You go by the path of dharana, you reach the same goal. You go by the path of seva, you reach the same goal. Seva, with awareness, with alertness, with obedience, with feeling of instrument. There are so many people who only do seva. But their seva is top class. There is not an iota of ego there. There are people who are so proficient in jnana. There is no show off. The jnana has become their life. Jnana is not for narrating. Jnana has become feelings. So that's a very high stage. Yoga has no more remained confined in the four walls of Baba's room. Rajyoga is a meditation without walls. Rajyoga has no boundaries. Rajyoga is timeless. Rajyoga has no dimensions. Rajyoga has no east, west, north, south. It's everywhere. It is not restricted in time. It is timeless. It is dimensionless. See, in yoga, you achieve the same stage. In dharana, where purity has reached such a level that you remain detached from the body all the time. So when you remain detached from the body, how can there be any excitements in this body? Vices don't touch the senses. Impurity do not touch any one of your organs. Your senses, each of the senses get purified. That is the definition of purity. Purity means every particle of the body gets purified. Purity means unexcitement. So you reach the same goal. So you go by jnana, yoga, dharana, or seva. reach the same goal. Only thing is that it should be in totality, complete, integrated, unpunctured. Unrestricted. So at Amrit Vela, I have chit chat with Baba. Unburden your truck, which is filled of stress, tension. He is there to carry. In Bible, there is a statement: "Come ye all that labor, and I shall give you rest." Why are you laboring? Come to me. I will give you rest. Leave aside everything. Just come and surrender unto me. Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. So unburden yourself and have talk with him. Make him your dearest, closest, loveliest friend. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Jaise baap jaisa koi nahi, waise aapke bhagya jaisa aur koi bhagyashali nahi. Baap dada ka sneh avashya sameep lata hai. अमृत वेले ओट बाप से रूढ़ ध्यान करो तो सब परिस्थितियों का हल स्पष्ट दिखाई देगा. कोई भी बात हो उसका रेस्पॉन्स रूढ़ ध्यान में मिल जाएगा. मधुवन वरदान भूमि से विशेष यह वरदान लेकर जाना तो और भी लिफ्ट मिल जाएगी. जब बाप बैठे हैं बोझा उठाने के लिए तो खुद क्यों उठाते. जितना हल्का होंगे उतना ऊपर उड़ेंगे. अनुभव करेंगे कि कैसे हल्के बनने से ऊँची स्टेज हो जाती है. As there is no one like the Father, so no one is lucky like you. Father's love certainly brings you near to him. At Amrit Vela, do a spiritual conversation with Father, then the solution for all circumstances will be clearly seen. Whatever the matter is, its response will be found in the spiritual conversation. Take these spiritual blessings from the land of blessings, Madhavan, and then you will get more lift. When the Father is there, we carry burdens. Then why do you carry yourself? As light as you be, the more you will fly. You will experience that how your stage becomes higher and higher by remaining light. Om Shanti.
जाग